I'm now going to speak about fellatio and cunnilingus. But again, I must stress that these forms of love play lose their profundity as a means of love if they cause any excitement at all or any fantasizing in the man or woman. It's all a matter of consciousness, of being more conscious. Consciousness means absence of excitement, absence of wanting and trying, absence of projection, absence of self. In absence, consciousness remains. Consciousness is the power to register what's happening through the senses or body without using past experience to interpret it. This means that love starts to disappear as a feeling and is replaced by the direct sensation or knowledge of pleasure, a very rare state indeed. The way most people are today, the sensory pleasure is interpreted through the past and is therefore not conscious or immediate. Consciousness converts the physical act into something profound and spiritually meaningful, whereas lack of consciousness makes the act a coarser and more animalistic activity, which produces all the emotional disturbances and conflicts you see within you and around you. The power of consciousness is always towards realization of God, the Most High, the non-existent, and liberates the being from the old animalistic identification. Consciousness is holiness because there's no self in it, no personal gratification or self-motivation. Consciousness is what this whole teaching of love is about. So I must now speak to you from the point of consciousness, which is the God point, or love point, that you and everybody on earth are endeavoring to make real as your own being. In consciousness, woman represents the holy shrine, and man the holy worshipper of that shrine. Woman's genital organ is the shrine, and the vital power in man's penis is the worshipper. So we find in the experience of being human the compulsive need of man to worship at the shrine. His greatest desire is to get down on his knees before the shrine, to have the guardian pillars or thighs of the shrine open to him, and then, parting the curtain of the shrine, to gaze into its mystery. It's like the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was a wooden chest the Israelites of old carried around with them through the desert. It's supposed to have contained the tablets of the Ten Commandments, and after they disappeared, the scrolls of the Torah. The chest was lodged behind a curtain. Only the high priest was permitted to part the curtain and enter, and when he opened the chest and looked inside, he found nothing. It was empty. Man, when he looks into the vulva, the physical representation of woman's mystery, sees the same. Nothing. But the nothingness is the power of the communication, if he can only look and see without using his imagination or identifying with the old animalistic desire. His next move is to experience the shrine with his other senses, to touch it, taste it, smell it, and finally through his holy instrument of full penetration, to enter it. All this should be done in worship, that is, in love that transcends every thought and feeling in the interchange of consciousness between the two. For as man looks and sees consciously, so does the female part look back at him in consciousness. He is looking into the eye of God in existence. This is where man and woman as separate beings vanish, and the mystical union of consciousness occurs. In touching the shrine, man's fingers may find their way into the vagina. This should be with a conscious knowledge of what he is doing. Animalistically, he does it because he's unconsciously moved to, and the act again serves to excite himself in the vagina with anticipation, rather than fill it with a sense of purpose or love now. To a man conscious of what he's doing, his fingers are an extension of his holy penis. The fingers can reach places in the vagina which the penis cannot. Their function is to stimulate the membranes and muscles of the vagina, and through them the bones of the cavity. His loving fingers help to remove the substantive build-up of tension and unhappiness that occurs in woman's consciousness, which, unbeknown to contemporary thought, is mainly centered in her genital organs. It is her pleasure to receive such love, his pleasure to give it. For woman, the holy power in man, the mystery, is in and behind the penis. From infancy she is attracted to its mystery and curious to know more about it. In maturity, she is drawn irresistibly to fondle the penis, to feel the power rising from deep within it, and finally to take it into her through her mouth in an action of sheer love and worship of the power. If the man is excited in indulging in any kind of mental connection with what's happening, his lack of consciousness will go into the woman's brain and reduce her consciousness. His energy, instead of reducing her thought and emotionality, will actually add to both. Woman is less given to fantasy than man, and this is evident for her in the practice of fellatio. Given the power, and not the excitement of the penis, the woman knows a great stillness. Her mind and emotions are absent. She becomes completely absorbed in the direct communication. Her self disappears. Although momentarily she may become aware of what she is doing, her identification with the act becomes less and less, and she enters the place of transcendent consciousness. Transcendent consciousness is registered as a vastness, a void, a blackness, or from the point of view of existence, as nothing. But it is real, has a quality of joy and fulfillment, and can't be remembered as anything in particular. I trust that you will go on playing these tapes and put what I have been saying into practice. Love or God can never be the subject of a philosophic exercise. Love or God is too real. Love or God is living and doing now, not speculating about it, not thinking about it. In these tapes, I trust I have been real and down to the blessed earth, so that love and God are truly served in your understanding. Not only when you are making love, but now, when you have the opportunity to be all the love you've ever made. For now is every moment. By practicing together to make love rightly, without self-indulgence, without seeking emotional satisfaction and self-gratification, you will draw closer to the realization of consciousness or love itself and the conscious, timeless union of the male and female principles as one ineffable divine presence, realized as your own reality, the sublime, selfless spirit of love and life.